Environment. Kisumu County Government, in partnership with the Safaricom Foundation and Kenya Red Cross Society, has distributed family relief kits in the continuing effort towards supporting vulnerable households affected by floods in Nyando sub-county. At least 14,060 individuals in the Lakeside County have been affected by the floods, forcing them to evacuate their residences. The floods were triggered by heavy rains causing an overflow into Lake Victoria, leading to a backflow of water that submerged the locals' homes. A scene of marooned and damaged homes in the Kadiambo area of Nyando sub-county, where residents were forced to relocate to safer grounds amidst flooding. Photo by Robert Ojwang. In response to this crisis, Kisumu County Government's Department of Special Programs and Disaster Management, in collaboration with partners and the National Government Administrative Offices, NGAOs, organized a food distribution initiative at Induru Secondary School in Kadabo sub-county on Friday. Emergency Preparedness and Response Manager at Kenya Red Cross, Venant Indigila, noted that the collaborative effort aims to alleviate the immediate hardships faced by affected families and contribute to their recovery from the devastating impact of the floods. During the distribution exercise, 442 households from the Kadiambo area were provided with essential food items including maize flour, salt, green grams, and cooking oil. Plan International also donated 2 mobile toilets to promote hygiene at the evacuation centers. The chairman of the Safaricom Foundation, Joseph Ogutu, highlighted the importance of collaboration and taking a proactive approach to offering aid and support to communities in distress, especially as they navigate the aftermath of the floods. A beneficiary walks away after receiving relief aid from the partnership between the Kisumu County Government's Department of Special Programs and Disaster Management, the Safaricom Foundation, and the Kenya Red Cross Society. Photo by Robert Ojwang. The County Executive Committee member, CECM, for Public Service, County Administrations, and Participatory Development, Mrs. Judith Oluoch, issued a plea to the community members urging them to relocate to safer areas to mitigate the risk of additional flood damage. Meanwhile, Governor Anyang Nyong'o on Wednesday issued an appeal to people of goodwill and well-wishes to contribute food, non-food items, and funds to enhance the support efforts for the displaced families. "We appeal to well-wishes to come and help us assist these displaced families. Anyone with food and non-food items should contact the CECM for Public Service, County Administration and Participatory Development," he appealed.